everyone has a budget, including the state government. Over the course of 3 days and several hours of hearings, the State House and Senate heard updates from state agencies about this year's budget and funding requests for next year. The state's fiscal economist, Kenneth Higeny, set the stage, saying last year's revenue was higher than they estimated.
And that means two things. One, easier to meet the 2019 budget that was passed. And just as importantly, we were able to add funds again to the RSR, the Revenue Shortfall Reserve.
That reserve is also known as the Rainy Day Fund and sits at over $2.5 billion. Everyone from the Department of Corrections to the state school superintendent presented their piece of the record $27.5 billion appropriations request. Every department has some sort of change, but the most attention was given to Governor Kemp's call for increased education spending.
We need a solid K-12 education system that prepares our students to pursue higher education opportunities in our university, in our technical college systems, and to be able to gain the skills that they need for the jobs of not only today, but more importantly, the jobs of tomorrow.
That includes a massive teacher pay raise that costs nearly $500 million, a school safety grant, and mental health counselors for high schools. Now, the budget is in lawmakers' hands. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.